Hello and good morning, everyone. I have to clear my throat. Sorry about that. It's one of those things, right? Today is what day? Today is Friday, January 26th. January 26th. Yeah, it's Republic Day in India, and I'm recording this from United States. And I think there's quite a good gap after I recorded my previous episode. I was traveling, and you know, I have a certain way of coming up to my podcast station and recording, and it's very simple. I use my cell phone. Sorry about that. I use my cell phone. I use what is called split option. As I have mentioned, that I have a system. I write articles and they get published in I love the Medium back office system, where it allows me to write, edit, publish, and it's kind of easier. And there are several publications that I can rely on within that. And I also have my own publication, Explore Your Magnificent Self. So I write articles there, and then one by one I read, and that's my solo podcast. I've kept this very, very simple. Okay. Now, why do I do this? In fact, you might wonder, you know, I haven't called anybody in the interview and all that stuff. I actually managed or brainstormed with myself, and I said, why did I start this? I think I started this. First thing is, you know, every year, once I turned 60, I said I should start something new. Podcasting, then writing, then YouTubing, something like that, to keep myself engaged. And to keep myself as a learner, always in the learning mode. So that's about one of the whys. The other why is I show up at a certain time and then I make myself available with my voice. You know, voice is such an important asset. Everything is an asset, you know, inside your body, you know, every part of your body is an asset. So I show up with my voice and then I speak. I speak what I want to speak, which is already written as an article. And then I speak. Sometimes, you know, we start thinking, oh, is it really of service what I'm doing? You know, all these questions come up. Even then you show up and you trust that somewhere somebody is listening. They may feel shy even to comment, whether good or bad, right? But someone's listening and feeling that, oh, this happened to me, or this is me. And you know what? I can relate to this. And by listening to this, I feel so valuable. I feel so good enough. You know, that's the whole thing now as I'm recording. I'm not good enough. I'm not valuable. This is available everywhere. Oh, that person can do. What's a big deal? These are the things which are bothering us more than the monetary problems or other problems. Okay. Today's title is, I am inspired to write this after reading about gossip. And the subtitle is, it is not worth gossiping, even if it gives a sense of power. This was published in a publication, my own publication, started by me, Explore Your Magnificent Self, within medium.com. I practice a few rituals in the morning that help me integrate and live my BEM, BEM, B-E-M, body, emotions, and mind model. One such ritual is saying affirmations. I have observed that by saying affirmations loudly in front of the mirror, I get to see myself, I get to hear my voice, I watch my body language and feel my feelings. To me, it serves as a perfect coordination of how I'm practically showing up, emotionally feeling and mentally being present to what I'm affirming. I started saying affirmations several years back when I lost my job and embraced self-employment as a blessing in disguise. Saying these affirmations have tremendously helped me move through major life transformations, from mother to empty nester to mother-in-law to grandmother smoothly. By the way, recently I became a grandmother to yet another grandson. In the professional arena, saying affirmations have helped me be determined with grit and gratitude when expectations are not met and when I have to make decisions to pivot in a certain way. In the following article, which is written by me, and the title is How Do You Process Giving and Receiving? I have given the link in my article. I shared how saying an affirmation from Louise Hay's book, Meditations to Heal Your Life, describing the words giving and receiving, helped me act the following way. How did I act? Whenever I give something to someone or do a service, I'm conscious of being compassionate, reasonable, and courteous. Whenever I receive a service, even if I'm unable to reciprocate, I remind myself of the above affirmation and say to myself that at some point of time, I will be able to help. I consciously receive gifts and compliments with gratitude by saying thank you and meaning it and with a smile. Conscious acts like these keep me healthy and peaceful. Today, I was motivated to say an affirmation on the word gossip after reading the following quote and reading an article in Psychology Today. The quote: refusing to gossip is a beautiful decision to make. It not only creates richer friendships, but more importantly, it makes our relationship with the Lord more authentic and believable. We honor God when we honor each other. It's by Lisa Turkurist. As per Psychology Today, here are the three key points about gossip. Number one, gossip differs from the human tendency to talk about other people in that gossip focuses on negative information. Two, gossiping gives people a sense of power. Research demonstrates that gossip is emotionally rewarding. Number three, most people agree saying negative things about others is okay, but do not say anything bad about me. Isn't that true? Now, let us read the following affirmation loudly in front of the mirror. Please go ahead, bring your mother mirror and read it, guys. I know it's funny, but you will thank me after some days of practice. Oh my God, Lalita, it does make sense. Okay, I'm going to start reading. Gossip. This is from Louise Hay's book, Meditations to Heal Your Life. Gossip. I share only the good news. I'm an excellent communicator. Once I became aware of the harm that gossip does to everyone involved with it, I decided to stop gossiping and found that I had nothing to say to anyone for 3 weeks. So, I have learned that it is best if I speak well of my companions. Then, by the law of life, they also speak well of me. In this way, good vibrations accompany me and greet me wherever I go. I like taking the time to be considerate of others, and I relish communicating in a way that uplifts and inspires people. Knowing that what we give out comes back to us, I carefully choose the words I use. If I hear a negative story, I do not repeat it. If I hear a positive story, I tell everyone. This is affirmation from the word gossip in the book Meditations to Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay. By saying the above affirmation consistently, I am conscious of what I do or say when I hear rumors and fake news. I do my best to inspire people by communicating uplifting information and keeping quiet when I hear anything negative. I would rather feel empowered by being silent and considerate of others than by saying anything negative, even though it is supposed to give a sense of power. How about you? How do you view gossip? Thanks to Anangsha Alamayan for sharing the following educative article titled, "It's been 16 months since I quit my day job. Here are 16 truths about following your passion." Here is an excellent perspective shared by Veronica Lorca Smith about the return on investment of creating content. And the article is titled, "The ROI of Creating Content on LinkedIn for Free." After that, I've given my blurb, how you can subscribe to my, how you can subscribe to my Medium articles to get directly to your inbox. Then I've also given the final blurb, "Please subscribe to my stories by email for the best chance to catch my original works. Your membership fee directly supports Lalitha Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member. Visit Lalitha Brahma's profile. You can connect with me with my voice in Lalitha's Morning Musings podcast here, just like how we are doing. Finally, yet another way I help is, please visit. This is for residents of United States and Canada. Please visit lalithabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. It's a website where you, as an individual, your family, your business can get protected through Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield programs. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for taking time to listen patiently till the end and learning more. Bye-bye.